it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And you're listening to the fantastic Cut to the Race podcast.
Hello, my name is Bernd Mailander, and you're listening to the Formula Nerds podcast.
Hi, I'm Rosanna Tennant, and you are listening to the incredible Cut to the Race podcast.
Hi, I'm Jordan King, and you're listening to Formula Nerds podcast.
Hi, I'm Crofty. You're listening to the Cut to the Race podcast. It's lights out, and away we go!
Hello and welcome to the Cut to the Race podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Verstappen and his future, or maybe not his future, in F1. I'm joined by Abby. Abby, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Ollie. How are you?
I'm very well. We have James in the south of France who looks like he is absolutely boiling. Are you okay? Are you alive?
It's just about 39.8 degrees and I'm locked in a windowless loft. Other than that, yeah, I'm great. Well, you've answered how you are, so I'll let you move on to Sam.
It sounds like a torture chamber that you're in. Sam, how are you? Are you in a torture chamber?
Not this evening. That's the
night.
Other evening. Yeah. Not to go too far into my personal life already on the podcast. I've been training my mum and my stepdad's dog in the time we've been away. I like how James mentioned the 0.8 to be like, you know, like I'm almost 6 foot. It's one of those. It's like I'm almost at 40 degrees.
I mean, I could have called it 40, couldn't I? But
you could have. You
accuracy could, is important.
I'd have let you have it.
Yes, and there is our name, Formula Nerds, the 0.8. Now, Abby, would you like to intro what we're going to be talking about today? It's about Verstappen, and is he going to stay around or is he not?
Well, that is the question, because we have seen Verstappen in the past be quite vocal about the direction of F1 and the growth that they're taking the sport. And now he has come out saying that he doesn't see himself staying in the sport if he is racing midfield. And also, he sometimes questions, is it still worth it? So what Verstappen has said is, I don't see myself touring around in the midfield for 3 years. Then I would rather stay at home or do something else. But again, I don't see that happening. However, he does say that people may think he makes a lot of money. What is that guy whining about? But it's about well-being, how you experience things and not how much you earn. I sometimes think I have to do too many things. Then I think, is it still worth it? And there he's one touching on the dominance in the sport, the travel that comes with F1. He's been against the growth of the calendar, which is 24 races in 2024, but also the things outside of actually racing on track, including simulator work and marketing, doing media, etc., etc. So now he's stirred up some rumours about whether he will actually stay in F1 beyond his contract with Red Bull, which ends in 2028.
It's interesting because people say it's about the money and he's on pretty much the same salary as Lewis, isn't he? So, I mean, the guy's not scratching around for pennies. The travel, he's now got a private jet to deal with that problem. I assume it's nicer than, you know, getting on those chartered flights, poor guy. But really, it does just seem like, from my point of view, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts, he doesn't like the fluffy stuff that goes along with racing, right? He doesn't want to be doing these bouncing around on a pogo stick for Sky Sports. That's just not Max, and he seems to be a bit fed up with it.
Well, who does that remind you of? Kimi Raikkonen. And how long did he stay? Well, oh, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, how long did on paper, Kimi should have retired. Well, when he did, 2009, got his championship, thanks. But he came back because he loved it. And he did all the stupid, like, I think he...
He also wasn't very good at running.
Well, he did end up on his roof once or twice. But yeah, he did all the stupid Sky Sports things. I remember him being on a hovercraft once. But Max, I think he is most obviously a racer. Maybe the most of anyone on the grid. And you see that in the fact that his downtime isn't, you know, fashion or skiing or snowboarding or whatever. It's iRacing. He goes and races virtual cars against regular people. He just can't get enough of it. So I think in truth, people are just, every time Max says something like that, and he's always no nonsense, isn't he? They're like, oh, maybe he'll retire. Maybe we'll have an exciting season again. That's the feeling I get.
I absolutely love that as a concept of, I'm bored of bullying these 19 other world-class athletes. I'm going to pick on the average people now too. But I know what he means, but he also to a degree comes across a little bit like a petulant child. If I can't win, I don't want to do it. And that kind of, Abby, what was it about the health and well-being he said?
It was about why he's like, he's got distaste against F1 because people were saying, oh, he makes a lot of money, so why is he whining? And he's saying it's not just about the money. It is about how the sport affects you and your mental well-being and how you experience things as a whole.
Money helps, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he makes more in a year than he needs for the rest of his life. So, you know, he could retire today and still live a life of luxury until he passes away. No, it was a bit more when he was touring around in the midfield. It like kind of, it just comes across a little bit like holier than thou. Like, I'm too good to do that. I don't think it really kind of comes across the way he would maybe want it to, or maybe he doesn't mind. That's not his concern. But,
and it can happen to the best drivers, Fernando Alonso. Like, yeah. Everyone has accepted he is one of the three star performers still in his 40s. And yet he spent how long in a midfield car? A decade, pretty much.
Yeah, and you look at Lewis Hamilton now, it's almost a dig at Lewis Hamilton, who's hanging around the midfield, right? Well, if I was in the midfield...
He's not in the midfield, though, is he? Well, I think one or two races. I think if Mercedes were still struggling to get out of Q1 and Q2, Lewis would be gone by now.
But also, it's in, again, his point about I don't like doing the fluffy stuff. I get that because George Russell, actually, funnily enough, at the British Grand Prix, it was a hot topic, the length of the calendar, because the 2024 calendar had just been announced. And he said, look, I don't mind the number of races. I'm a racer. I love doing what I do. I would happily take more races if it meant less PR commitments. The irony being that he'd literally a few days before filmed a thing for Sky where he got to go in a Navy fighter jet. And it was all very Top Gun. You don't want to do the
really
ones...
sucked.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so you'll be selective with the ones that are really, really fun and, you know, ridiculous.
Just ticking stuff off like people's bucket lists and be like, oh, that was a real drag.
Exactly. Like, so it's... I get that also from Max's perspective, but it comes... There are certain things you have to accept when you are a high-level athlete. There are things that you will not like about it, and you have to do those things. A bit like, you know, when Charles Barkley kind of famously said, you know, I'm an athlete, I'm not a role model. But I get that, I appreciate that, and actually I'm probably, to a certain degree, lean more towards that. Raise your own children, don't expect athletes to do it for you, but also you do get negative aspects to any job. You just have to deal with it. The world media want to hear from you.
And I guess a large part of this is it's human nature, right? When you've got everything you want, you want something else. Or when you've got this, you want that. And Verstappen, he's blitzing through these records, right? And at the moment, as we record this, you know, Red Bull are on track to win every race this year. Verstappen is going to break far more records. And maybe this is a point of... what's next? Because once you've done it, you've done it. And maybe Max isn't in it for the 9 world championships or the 10 or however many. But I find it interesting because the Max Verstappen that we saw come into F1 didn't have this attitude. You know, he went into Toro Rosso and he showed what he was worth. And fighting in the midfield teams was the exciting thing, watching Max do that. So, Abby, do you think this is a change, Max? Do you think we're seeing a very different Max than joined the sport, but one thing remains the same, is that he is still a pure racer.
He definitely is. And like you say, James, his hobby is racing. I mean, he's even created like his own racing team that shows you his dedication to the sport. Whereas you have like Lando and Sainz playing golf, and Lewis said he loves vacationing more than racing sometimes. And it does speak to Max's character. I think now, yes, he is dominating and he clearly thrives dominating at the front and that. But it is kind of, he's got two world championships, he's got his contract. It's an easy fight for him, really. His teammate isn't up to the same level. No one else can touch him when he's in that Red Bull. So he's not really having to fight against anyone, and it's not challenging him.
Exactly.
And if it's not challenging him, then it's not going to be as enjoyable or as fun. So he's like, okay, I've got the championships. What more can I do now?
It's been a very steady ascent for Max, hasn't it? I mean, you talk about him being in Toro Rosso and racing that. Oh, yeah, cool. He was 17, man. Like, of course he was happy to race in the midfield.
Yeah.
But once you've had a taste of the higher up the grid, I think, yeah, I can understand why you wouldn't really fancy scrapping over P8 when, I mean, you've gone from, yeah, racing in the midfield for a year, coming, winning your first race in a top team. And then, yeah, a few years of frustration, not quite getting there. Then, I mean, one of the title battles for the ages, and then basically domination. Like, where do you go from there? I kind of understand, yeah, like, why, if he was stuck in a midfield team, if somehow 2026 Red Bull absolutely flunked it and went down to, yeah, fifth best car, I think he'd be gone after a year. And I don't think he's just, those aren't just words. I think he would.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's not satisfying or fulfilling when you're easily winning championships. He wants 2021 again. He'll say he doesn't because it's grueling, but he wants, or maybe somewhere in between, almost like the Lewis and Vettel years, where for the first half of the year, Lewis, it was a real tight fight, and then Ferrari and Vettel would capitulate and Lewis would end up winning the title seemingly quite easily. I think he kind of wants that. And have I ever mentioned about the Jim Carrey interview where he was talking about his kind of mental health and how he had achieved everything he could ever want in life? He was the highest paid actor in Hollywood. He was absolutely smashing it. He was Jim Carrey. And that's when he felt the least fulfilled, the most empty. He was like, well, where do I go from here? What do I do now? I can't top this. I get why mentally that's very, very draining.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and if you're... I mean, on a far lower level, you know, like if you go and play football every week, if you find yourself as the best player, it's great for like a few weeks and you're like, oh yeah, this is, you know, big fish in a small pond kind of thing. And then it gets kind of boring and yeah, you want a different challenge. So maybe he will search for a different challenge.
I think there's another dimension to this, which is Max doesn't seem to deal with having the target on his back very well, where obviously if you're winning, everyone's out for you. But, you know, Lewis has been making comments about how the FIA should change things. And Max has been really negative about these 2026 regulations. And it does seem like he is somewhat worried about it, or he may think that it's going to get rid of his advantage unfairly to try and slow the Red Bulls down. And obviously we know he's out of contract at 2028. Do you think that bothers him, that everyone is out for Max, and maybe that because the sport is, as some say, getting a bit boring with him dominating, that there's going to be some sort of manipulation to try and bring it back down? Do you think that's on his mind at all?
It's difficult to say because I think that as we've kind of discussed, you need that tension, you need that conflict, that fight for it to be satisfying. You want to feel like you've grinded out a 1-0 win. Yeah, you don't want to win 6-7-0. It's boring. But I also think that you don't get to this level of sport unless you want to, or you have the mentality to win, that you are that good that you can perform at that level when it's all on the line. And I think that he says that, but I think he also does thrive in being that person. I don't think he cares. I think he wants that kind of target on his back. I think the balance is just slightly off for him at the moment.
I don't think he's necessarily worried about the sport, like manipulating it to make Red Bull slower and close the field more. I think perhaps he just wants a bit more of a challenge, but not so much so many new changes that it comes easily, because he loves fighting at the front, as we've said, and he still wants to fight at the front, given his touring around in the midfield comment. But he does need that challenge. And if the 2026 regulations are terrible, as he said, and I think a couple of other drivers have also commented on them not being as good as what they would have hoped, then it does bring a lot of things into question. But I think for Max, he just loves racing and he wants to race. And at the moment, he's not racing because there's nobody to race. If he's on pole, then it's literally just the open track in front of him and nothing else.
Well, it's exactly that. It's the, as I kind of said before, he needs that tension. He needs that level of competitiveness. And I don't for a second think that Max is running scared or he's trying to hold off there being a tight fight. Surely Max Verstappen backs himself against absolutely everyone. And if there's one person, hypothetically, I'm speculating slightly here, that he might not back himself against, it would be Lewis Hamilton, right? And maybe that's why Lewis Hamilton catches the stray bullets more often than other drivers from Verstappen and Red Bull. And much like how, you know, likewise, a lot of the digs Lewis makes are about Red Bull. He's talking about dominance a lot more than he was when he was in the most dominant car. So, you know, make of that what you will.
Yeah, you're right. It is quite funny seeing Lewis on the other side of things. And to what you just said, there was something Max said back in May. I've just found the quote. To your point, Sam, he said, "I would never admit that I am not the best in the paddock." And I think that's all you need to know about Max Verstappen. So will he stay? Won't he stay? It's going to be an interesting few years, I think. If the sport rubs him up the wrong way, he may move on to other things. And I think that's we're sort of all in agreement there. It's not about the records for Max. It's about true racing, right? But interestingly, during our conversation, we lost James McKenzie because his laptop overheated in the 39.8 degree heat in France. So I will say thank you for him.
I was really kind of, I was waiting to make a point. James was just frozen with his finger in the air.
One thing he's definitely not is frozen. So I will thank you both. Abby, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's been a good show.
And Sam, thank you.
Very much enjoyed it. Very much enjoyed it indeed.
Well, let us know your thoughts. Will Verstappen stay or will he go? info@formulanerds.com. Let us know. We'll read it out on the next show.
I think you've just found your outro music as well, Ollie.
I was thinking the same thing. But we will be back for this weekend, the Dutch Grand Prix. So make sure you join us for the review of that. But until then, thank you very much and goodbye.
You're listening to the Cut to the Race podcast. It's lights out and away we go.
Sports Social Podcast Network.